This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired ballistic missiles into the sea Tuesday in a continuation of its recent weapons test. That's the South Korean and Japanese military said hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on the North's nuclear weapons program. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say what kind of ballistic missile it was or how far it flew. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory to ships, but did not immediately know where the weapon landed. South Korea's presidential office was planning to hold a National Security Council meeting to discuss the launch. A strong South Korean response could anger North Korea, which has been accusing Seoul of hypocrisy for criticizing the North's weapons test while expanding its own conventional military capabilities. Witnesses say Ethiopian military airstrikes have hit the capital of the country's Tigray region and killed at least three people, returning the war abruptly after several months of peace. The airstrikes on Monday came days after a new military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have fought Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. The state-owned Ethiopian press agency citing the Air Force reported that communication towers and equipment were attacked. Tigray and areas of fighting in the neighboring regions are under a communication blackout. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah has declared for the first time that his powerful militant group has 100,000 trained fighters. Hassan Nasrallah disclosed the site of the size of the Shiite group's militant arm in his first speech since seven people were killed in gun battles on the streets of Beirut Thursday. Confrontation erupted over a long-running probe into last year's massive